The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parasha is Parashas Ekev. In Parashas Ekev, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, we have the second Parsha, the second paragraph to what we say in the Krishma in the morning and evening. V'hoya im shema tishmu. In the first pasuk, it states as follows: "V'hayah im shema tishmu al mitzvasai asher anochi matzav eschem hayom." That if you will listen to my mitzvahs, which I command you today, la'avo es Hashem elokeichem, to love the Lord your God, ulo'avdei b'chol avavchem b'chol nafshichem, and to serve Him with all of your hearts and all of your souls. All of your hearts and all of your lives. This is the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a mitzvah's essay, one of the Tariyag mitzvahs in the Torah. Rashi now Rashi tells us, well, Lavos Hashem, Shaleitei Ma'arei Ani Leimed. You shouldn't say that I learn Bishvil She'a Osher in order that I'll be wealthy, or Bishvil She'ekro Rav, or in order that I'll be called a Rav, or Bishvil She'kabel Schar, in order that I will receive reward. But everything you do, you must do because of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of love of His mitzvahs. The reward will come, but that must not be the motivation for you doing mitzvahs. This mitzvah appears also in last week's Sedra, in Parshas Vayeshanan, and that's in Perek Vov Posuk Dalet, Posuk Hei, and that's in the first parsha of Kirshma, where it states, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. Listen, Yisrael, Hashem, our God is one, Hashem is one. We are after Eis Hashem Elokecho, and you shall love the Lord your God, Bechol Evovecho, Bechol Nafshicho, Bechol Ne'edecho, with all of your heart, with all of your life, and with all of your Ma'edecho, whatever that will mean, which we will see shortly. Why does it appear twice? Rashi tells us that it appears twice because in the first parsha it's speaking to the Yochi, to the individual, and in the second parsha it's speaking to the Rabbim, to Klal Yisrael. Now, we have a number of types of ways that one can serve the Almighty. For example, the Gemara tells us, Haleimed or Ha'eved Almanas Lekanter, someone who studies Torah and he does mitzvahs, Almanas Lekanter, in order that he can cause trouble. He'll become a big lamdan, and then he can refute other people who are lamdim. Or, the more he'll know, the more he'll be able to perhaps contest things. And this, the Gemara says, is Yesh Tov Shelo Yanivra. that type of learning and that type of doing, it would be better if that person wasn't born or created at all. Then you have another type to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you are laymeid ve'eisel l'shem kabbalas advarim. You learn and you do mitzvahs because you want to, but the motivation the motivations are for other ulterior motives. And that's what Rashi brings. For example, he brings three examples. Someone who learns because he wants to become wealthy, wants it for Parnosa. Or someone who wants to be called the Rebbe. Or someone who wants to receive reward for the mitzvah, their skar mitzvah. And what Rashi is mentioned in the Zulam al-Razu, each one is a little higher level than the other. Because the one who learns in order to become wealthy, I don't know in our times if a person will become, if that's the easiest way to become wealthy. Maybe at certain times there was, when there was great Kavanah Torah, so a person could get a very, very good shidduch from a wealthy family if he was a great Talmud Chacham. So he learns in order that he could become a son-in-law, an edim to a wealthy family. But it would be l'shem panosa. A person learns because this way he'll be able to make a living. That's the first level. So there he's learning in order to receive something from it, something material benefit in this world. The second marshal, the second case that Rashi chooses is l'shem kovod. He's got a little higher ambitions, not necessarily in order to have material gain from the learning or from the doing mitzvahs, but he'll have honor. They'll call him a rav, they'll call him a talmud chacham, they'll say, look what a great Yiras Shamayim he is, look how frum he is, someone who learns too, and someone who does mitzvahs in order that that he will be frum. People will say, look what a frum yid he is. Reputation, that's l'shem kovod. He's learning for a reputation. That's the second level. The third level is a higher level. It's a person who's not interested in any material benefits from his learning. He's not making it as a kardum lachpapur. It's not a spade to dig with. And he's not interested in any honor. Not that people will say what a great Talmud Chacham he is, or he'll be accorded honor, or people will say what kind, how frum he is. No. He wants the reward of mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised. Schar olam habo. Now that's a very high level. He's not doing it for this world at all. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised reward in the next world, or maybe in this world. This is why he fulfills the mitzvahs. Even that, the Chazal tell us, that's not avodah me'ava. That's not what we're speaking about. We are after Eis Hashem Elokecha, that you shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu amanas lekabel pras, in order to receive a reward. Like it states in the first parak of the Mishnah in Sechta Oves, al tiu ka'avodim mishamshin esarav almanas lekabel pras. You shall not serve your master with the motive of receiving reward, no matter where the reward is, in this world or the next world. This is what the Gemara calls alemet shalei lishmo. He's not learning or he's not doing mitzvahs l'shem shamayim. He's doing it with other intentions. Although the Gemara says that a person can do it this way, because mitech kach, it'll maybe lishmo. Through this, hopefully he'll grow into serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shem shamayim, just for his sake. But this is not the mitzvah of Yo'after Eis Hashem Elokecha, that you shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we have another aveid also. We have what is known as aveid mitech yireh, where you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of fear. What would be the fear? There are different types there also. For example, sometimes you fear people. that if you won't keep certain mitzvahs, then maybe your family or your father or other people will rebuke you, or people in the community will rebuke you. So there you're serving the Shem Yira. There's a higher level, Yira Sa'onish, where you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you believe when he says, if you do not keep my mitzvahs, he brings rebuke upon the person. He can bring punishment to the person in this world or the next world. Now these are kosher motivations. But this is not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'av. The fact is, there's even another level of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitech yireh, which is a great level. And that's the Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. And that's a level that we must all have. And that, the Chazal explained to us, is Yiras Miremamos. That is that not because you're afraid of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do to you if you do not fulfill his mitzvahs, but because you see his greatness. So you tremble before him. It's like a person who climbs a great mountain or he's in the middle of a great sea. So he realizes how small he is compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore he has fear. That's Yiras Remamos. That's a high level. That's a very important level. And that's a level we are obligated to pursue. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. That's also a mitzvah essay. Positive commandment. But, the Chazal tell us, that's also not that Aveda Me'ava. That's not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of love. Even though that level we need also. The other levels we shouldn't have unless as a heksher, as a way to come to higher levels. That level we need, but that's still not the amud, the pillar of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ava. So what is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ava? That's where you have no other motive whatsoever except you fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs because of your great bond and connection and love for him, and therefore you want to fulfill his mitzvahs and learn his Torah. This is the highest level of serving that's possible for a man to attain. And this is far higher than even the Avodah Meira, to serve because of fear of Hashem. Rashi brings in Parshas Vayeschanan and the Posuk V'yo'avto, Asei Dvorav Me'avo, whatever you do, do it because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Adema Eisei Me'avo LaEisei Meira. You cannot compare someone who does a mitzvah or learns Torah because of love to someone who does it, who lives, learns it because of fear. When someone serves because of fear, there are limitations. Because there could come a time when a person will say, enough. It's becoming too difficult for me. And he walks away from it. But when a person serves because of avo, there he can't walk away from it. The Guraye adds something else. He says, notice that the Gemara Darshans, where it states, we after Eis Hashem Elokecha b'chol nafshecha, with all of your life you shall love him. Or like in our Pasha, ulovde b'chol avavchem b'chol nafshechem, with all of your lives. The Chazal Darshan, afilu neiteles nafshecha, even if you have to give your life for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in certain instances, the Gemara brings that one is obligated to give his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than to serve idolatry, or there are certain other mitzvahs, or certain other situations, he has to give his life. Now he says, notice, where does it write that? It writes that in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. It says, b'chol nafshecho, afilo neitel es nafshecho. Why does it write it in the mitzvah of Avas Hashem? Maybe it should write it in the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Es Hashem elekecho tira b'chol nafshecho. You shall fear Hashem, even if you have to give your life. He says, because this is only possible through Avas Hashem, not through Yiras Hashem. If a person fears his master, it's limited. He fears him because he's afraid something will happen to him. But if he has the alternative to do for his master or to die, no, it's too much there. The price is too much to pay. But if a person serves his master because of an unlimited love, so then afilo neitel es nafshecho, even if it means his life, there is no too high. There is no price too high to pay. See, this is an iota biflow. It's a very, very great observation that when we learn out that a Jew is obligated to even give his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that can only be from the avodah mi'avo, because we're obligated to serve him from love. Because if we are obligated to serve him because of fear, well, what are you afraid of? You're afraid of that if you don't do this, he'll punish you, so therefore you kill yourself. See? And then that's what Rashi says. It's too much, and he walks away. If you have a commander in an army, and he says that if you do not fulfill this mission, you'll face the firing squad. Okay, so he fulfills it. But what happens if the mission requires facing the firing squad? So what's there to be afraid of? In other words, any other way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a limitation. But the limitation of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love, that's b'li gvul. And that we'll see further. This is what we'll see further. And another indication to this, Siman Ladover, Rashi brings in Parshas Veschanan by the Aseres HaDibros, states in Posuk Yud, Perikei Posuk Yud. This is in the mitzvah of Anechi Hashem Elekecho, Lo Yelecho Elim Acherim. I'm the Lord your God, you shall not have other gods. States, Ve'eseh Chesed La'alofim Le'ohavai U'lishemre Mitzvei Sof. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Chesed La'alofim for 2,000 generations to those who are my loved ones, beloved ones, and to those who guard my mitzvahs. So it states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu repays his loyal servants 2,000 generations down the line. Now, if we look at near the end of Parshas Ekev, in the end of Parshas Veschanan, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tes. There it states, 1 minute, excuse me, I'm having trouble finding it here. There it states, V'yadati ki Hashem elekechu elekim. You shall know that Hashem is your God. Hakila Nemon, and he's Nemon. You can trust him. He's trusted to pay reward. Sheme habris va'achesed le'ohavov u'l'shemeri mitzvosov le'elavdor. He will guard the covenant. He will keep his promise and his chesed to his beloved ones and to those who guard his mitzvahs for 1,000 generations. Contradictory. Before it said for 2,000 generations, now it says for 1,000 generations. So Rashi in both places comments on it, but in Boaz, here in Boaz Kanan, he says as follows: ולהלנו הוא אימל אלופים, כאן שהוא סומך אצל לשמרי מצווי סוף. You see, here, when it states that, when it states the number Elef Dor, it's written next to the Shemri Mitzvah Sof, to those who guard his mitzvahs. Who guards his mitzvahs? We always say he's a Shemri Torah. He's a Shemri Shabbos. That's a great praise, but that's not the ultimate. You guard something because you're afraid you have to guard it. That's an Eisim Yira. A Shemei Torah or Mitzvahs is someone who guards Mitzvahs because he fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since the number is written next to the Shemei Mitzvahs of HaOsin Meira, then it's only for 1,000 generations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu repays that person back 1,000 generations down the line. Hu Ayim Ele Elef. Halon, but in by the Aseres HaDibros, Shu Samach Eitzolei Ohavov, there it states, "Eise Chesed LaAlofim LeOavai UleShemrei Mitzvayisov." There, the number is written next to the my beloved ones. There, it's speaking. Rashi says, "Eise Me'avo," not people that merely guard mitzvahs. They do mitzvahs because they love the mitzvahs and who commanded the mitzvahs, not because they guard Shabbos. They love Shabbos. And they love the one who has commanded us to give us the Shabbos. Not the one who learns Torah because he wants to guard the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But Avas HaTorah, he has a love for the Torah. There is Chorem Yosei Godel, who Eime La'alofim. There it's La'alofim. And here Rashi says, La'e'avav Elu Sheisin Me'avo. L'Sheimri Mitzvosav Elu Ha'aisin Me'yira. See, here we see. Now, again, it could be, I'm not sure, but it could be the 2,000. Could mean even more. Could be just that's an exaggeration, that's an expression where it's muflig already. But it's not, for sure it's more. But the ones who do miyere, that's limited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them limited reward. The ones who do me'avo, that's unlimited. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them unlimited reward. This Rashi brings from a Gemara and Seita, Daf Lamed Aleph. Now, the explanation in this, the brief explanation in this is because, like we mentioned, if a person's connection and his bond and his tie is to his master because of fear, there's a time when that fear comes to an end. He's had enough. Or if the alternative consequence is also fear, what he fears his master, then he's heilachlei. There's a limitation to it. But if his bond to his master is because of ava, and we're speaking here of a complete ava, a total ava. And that Shlema Melech wrote, Maim Rabim Lo Yuchel Chabesh. A complete ava is impossible to extinguish. And therefore, it's an unlimited bond and an unlimited reward. What we're saying here is elaborated by our sages, and by the Rambam. The Rambam elaborates on this in Hilchos Tshuva, right at the very end. He dedicates a whole perek to this. And I'll quote some of it. Al yemar odom, hareini eise mitzvah ha-Torah ve-eisik be-chochmosei, kidei she-kabel kol ha-brochas ha-ksuves bo. Person should not say that I will do the mitzvahs of Torah and I will learn the Torah in order that I should receive all the brachas which are written in it. Oh, kidei she'eske l'chayel ha'mabo. Now, these are all very kosher motivations. I mean, on something we would say, if a person does this, he's a very, very frumo yid. What is he doing? He's doing mitzvahs, not to have material benefit from it. He's doing mitzvahs in order that he should have the schar mitzvah, the reward of the mitzvah, in order that he should have an eilam abo. Be'efresh min ha'avera, she'izira Torah mehen, kidei she'inotzel min ha'klolos ha'ksubis betorah. Or kidei she'lei ikores mecha eilam abo. And I will abstain from all of the averas. Why? Because an avera is punishment. Or, even if it's not punishment, heaven forbid, he can lose his eilam abo. Now, there's nothing wrong with these types of motivations. But the Rambam says, Ein roi, laved es Hashem al derech hazeh. It's not befitting to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this way. She'eved al derech hazeh hu oved miyireh. This is a great avoda. And this is avoda miyira, this is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu from fear, because you want his rewards and you don't want to lose his rewards. Be'eino mailes ha'nevim. But this is not the way the Nevim or mailes ha'chachomim or the sages, the chachomim, served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'eivnim Hashem al derech zeh ela. Whoever serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way, this was the populace, he says. The Stam Jew, populace serves this way. And this is the way, Enoch Hanami says, that you have to be mechanech people, you have to teach them this. You tell them of the great reward of the mitzvahs, and not the great punishments of the Aveira, and what Eilam Abo is all about, and perhaps what Gehenim is about. This is the way you must teach people. But only at shetirba daitan, but only until they become wiser and they mature more, biyabdu me'ava, and then they can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love. Even me'ava, osek b'torah b'mitzvahs b'heilech b'nesivus ha'chochma le'mibnei dover be'olam. To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love, that someone who serves for no reason at all, without any ulterior motives whatsoever, lei mipnei dover ba'elam, velei mipnei yiras hara, velei kedei liyiras hatova. He's not interested in any return from the mitzvahs. He's not interested that the mitzvahs he's doing shall protect him from punishment. And his interest in the mitzvahs in the Torah is not olam haba. What he says, Ela Eisa ha emes bibnei shuhu emes. He does it because this is what the master has instructed him to do. And therefore he's not interested in anything else. He has a single mind, single mindedness. The rabbi said, this is what you should do, therefore you do it. And this is, must be the truth. Sof hatova lover biglole. There's no doubt that everything, all the brachas that are written in the Torah is true. And all of these brachas and the next world will come to him. But that is not his motivator. Vihi mailes Avraham Avinu. This is the way Avraham served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekora HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eyavai. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him Eyavai, his beloved. Because he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu only from love. And this is what we are commanded in through Moshe Rabbeinu. As it states, after Eis Hashem Elokecho, b'chol levavecho, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol me'aydecho. This is the mitzvah's essay that we're learning now of Avas Hashem. If a person has a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the proper love, immediately that will motivate him to do all of the mitzvahs. Then the Rambam says, what is the love that a person should have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says that's the greatest love that's possible by a human being. And he says, where the person has such a love that he's could be classified as someone who's chele ava, he's lovesick, like someone who falls in love with a woman, where he cannot be mesiach das, he cannot remove her from his mind, and he constantly yearns for her, all of the time. He says, this is how a person is supposed to have avas Hashem. Yesem, he said, avas Hashem b'lev ha'yamav, even more so. And this is what we are commanded, she'tzivonu b'chol evovecho v'chol nafshecho. This is what it means with his entire heart and his entire life. And that's what Shlema Melech, King Solomon, said, ki cheles avo ani. I am sick with the sickness of love. B'chol shir ashirim moshul hu linyin zeh. And the entire shir ashirim, which is a great song of love and the romance that's between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The love between Yisrael and Hashem. Omru Chachomim, the Chachomim said, maybe a person will say that I'll study Torah in order that I'll become wealthy, or in order that I should become, have COVID, they'll call me a Rebbe, or I'll have Olam Haba. Now, it says that you shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you do, you should do from love. And an Ava, the Mishnah Novice tells us, an Ava cannot be Toli Bedover. Kol Ava should Toli Bedover. An Ava cannot be conditional, a total love. Any love which is conditional, bottle hadover, bottle avo. So once that condition is removed, the avo is removed. The love has to be unconditional. So unconditional that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demanded we're prepared to give our lives for him. V'od amru chachomim, b'mitzvaysov chofetz mi'od v'le bishar mitzvaysov. I want his mitzvah. They said, we want his mitzvahs. They didn't say we want the reward of his mitzvahs. Do this as a great reward for it. V'chein hoy g'deile achachomim mitzavim l'nevoni talmideihem u'maskileihem b'yichud. He says, the G'deile Chachomim would teach their Talmidim this. But which Talmidim? Only the great Talmidim. See, the Rambam is going to write that not everyone can come to this level. Every Jew is obligated to strive for it, because it's from the Taryag Mitzvahs. But not every Jew can come to this level. And the Chachomim used to teach their Talmidim, but just their greatest Talmidim, privately. Teach them, this is how you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoever serves, whoever learns Torah, like we said before, for reward, or for protection from punishment, or in order that he should have a world to come, he says that's learning Torah shalei lishmo. That's not learning Torah for the sake of Torah itself. You must study Torah only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded you to study his Torah. But nevertheless, still a person should study Torah even for the other motivations, because then he'll come to great, to higher motivations. Therefore, l'ficha kishim lamdim esaktanim. Therefore, when you teach the populace, or you teach children, he says, then you must teach them first. Like a little child, you tell them, look, you learn this, and I'll give you a nice apple. You learn this, I'll give you an orange. You learn this, and I'll give you some money. That's the way you have to start them off. But that's only the start. That's not the ultimate. Then, when they become much greater, then he says, Megalim ze roz ze me'at me'at. You teach them this little by little, until they can come to this great level. These are some of the quotations from the Rambam in Perek Yud at the end of Hilchas Tshuva on this mitzvah. Now, like we said, that the obligation of this mitzvah is unlimited. In accordance to the limitations that Hashem has given us. And that's why it states, B'chol levavecha, and on that, Chazal bring, and Rashi brings these drashas, Selo yali b'cholok alamokom. B'chol levavecha means, you shall serve him and love him with one heart, not with a half of heart. Your heart should not be divided. Many times, we love someone, we're committed to someone, but there's another half to the heart. Now, shleye libo cholok alamokum. Bechol nafshecho, with all of your life, afilu neiteles nafshecho. Even if your life is in danger, you must be prepared to give your life HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where He has commanded us to. Bechol me'aydecho, Mora brings two drushes on this. Bechol me'maincho, there are times we are obligated to give away all of our money. Now, how many times a Jew will tell you, look, I can't afford it. I can't do it. Well, the Torah obligates us. We're obligated to give away all of our money for his Torah and his mitzvahs. Dover acher, bechol me'aydcho, bechol mida u'mida shemeidil l'cho. Another interpretation, b'chol me'eidcha. Rashi brings all of these drushas. With no matter what he does to you, you have to love him. Now, to understand this properly, the Gurayi, the Maral and the Gurayi brings each one as a higher level. For example, the basic level, the first level, is someone who accepts some of the mitzvahs of Hashem, and he rejects others. I do some mitzvahs, but I don't do all of them. That's level number one. Level number two is someone who will accept all of Hashem's mitzvahs. I do all of Hashem's mitzvahs. Now that for sure is a Shemir Teiru mitzvahs. That's a Frum Yid. He does all of Hashem's mitzvahs. But, Yeshle Tarumas, he has complaints on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are people who will do all of Hashem's mitzvahs, and this is a great, great level, because you got many, many people that will not accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. But they have complaints against life. They said, look, I got a raw deal in this world. Or, why did this happen to me? Or, they're embittered. Now, we would think so. But what's wrong with that? No. Because that is libei cholokolov. Bechol levavecha, that's not loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your entire heart. You've accepted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you have not loved him with your entire heart. You have complaints against him. Then there's a higher level. There's someone who accepts all mitzvahs, no complaints, no complaints. In other words, he's ma'ames es hadin. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to shall be my portion, I accept. Baruch Dayan Emes. I accept. He's ma'ames es hadin. No complaints against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a wonderful, wonderful level. There his lev is not choluk. Okay, good. But that still is lacking. You see what kind of levels we're talking about here? That still is lacking, the Maral says. Why? Because because that's not serving him me'ava, that's serving him me'ira. That whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings to me, I accept. Baruch Dayan Emes. No complaints. But that's not with love. That's not with simcha. And it states, V'after eis Hashem elokecha. You must love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart. He didn't say you should accept my Torah with all of your heart. He said you should love it with all of your heart. So what more is required from a person? You know what is required from a person? That whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings on us, whether it looks like it's good or it's bad, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. We have to praise Him and love Him. Now this is a Gemara. This is a Gemara in Masechet Brachos. It's a Mishnah in the Gemara. The Mishnah in Masechet Brachos states in Daf Nun Dalet, Perek Araya. Chayev Odom Levorech Al Haroa Kishem Shemavorech Al Hatova. A person is obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on what to us looks like bad, just like we're obligated to bless Him on what looks like it's good. Where do we learn this from? We learn it from our psukim. Shenema v'yohav te'is Hashem alakecho b'chol levovcho. B'chol levovcho. U'b'chol nafshecho b'chol me'aydecho. And then the Gemara dashes this, b'chol me'aydecho, b'chol midu u'midu shu meidit loch havi meideloi. No matter what mida, no matter how HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to treat you, you are obligated to love Him and to bless Him. From there we learn that chayev odem levorech ala roa kishem shechayev odem levorech ala tova. Behold, mida umida shemaydin loy. Now, the Gemara brings in this sugya, the Gemara brings on Samach Seif Amud Beis. My chayv levorech al hara kishem shemavorech al hatova. It says kishem. You are obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on what does not look to be good, just as you would be obligated to bless Him on what looks like it's good. What is the just as? Kishem. Chayv odem levorech al hara kishem shechayv levorech al hatova. What does it mean kishem? Just as. So Gemara asks this question. Ilema kishem shemavorech ala tova, ateva metid, kach mevorech ala ro, ateva metid. Maybe we'll say it's the same bracha. In other words, the bracha that you make on ro'a is just as the same bracha that you make ala tov. He says, no. But now we have a Mishnah that states, abesirus tebe semar ateva metid, abesirus reis, amaborech dainemus. It's a different bracha. When you hear good news and something good has happened to you, so you make the bracha atov ametiv. When you hear, heaven forbid, something bad has happened, then you make baruch dayin emes. So what does it mean that you're obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on bad just as you bless Him on good? It's not the same bracha. Omar Ova, Leinitzrecha ela lekibulun ela likbulinu besimcha. What does it mean? Just as, with the same simcha. Just as you are, thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bless Him on good news. In the same manner, you must bless Him on bad news. What does it mean in the same manner? When you hear good news, you bless Him with an exuberance, with a simcha. So when you hear bad news, you're obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you say Baruch Dayan Emes, you're obligated to bless Him with a simcha and with an exuberance. These are Dvorim Naroim. How can it be? You hear good news, the person is in a, he's elated. You hear bad news, he's a brochen, he's broken. How can we compare the two? That's what the Tanna is teaching us, kishem. Chayev odem levorech al hara, kishem shechayev levorech al hatova. Just as you would bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on good news, on good things that happen to you, so must you bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu on bad things that happen to you with the same simcha. And where do we learn this out from? Because it didn't say that you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he does good things to you, but you should hate him when he doesn't do good things to you. It says you should love HaKadosh Baruch Hu even if he takes his life, your life from, even if he takes your life from you, you have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Ava that we're talking about. And this is why the Rambam is saying, this is something we must strive for. But Leikol Odom Zechel is that not everyone can reach this level. Rashi says, what does it mean? Likpulinhu b'simcha levorach, because you make a brocha. A brocha is where you give a shvach v'heidah, a praise. So generally, if you hear that you just inherited $1 billion, you give a praise with a full heart. You hear, heaven forbid, that you lost $1,000. How can you give a praise with a full heart? He says, levorach al midas pranias b'lev of sholem. But you have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just enough just to say Baruch Dayan Emes. You have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a full heart. B'chol levavecho, with your whole heart. B'chol me'edecho, b'chol mida b'mida, with no matter how he conducts himself with us. This is the halacha. The Rambam brings this in halacha. The Rambam in Perek Beis in Hilchos Brachos. Find it here. One minute. This is the wrong one. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud. Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. Shama Shmu Atova Mevorach Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Atov Ameitiv. You hear that something good happened to you. You bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Blessed are you, God of the universe, Atov Ameitiv, that does good and does good for others. Shama Shmu Ara. You hear that something bad has happened to you, Mevorach Baruch Dayan Emes, blessed is Hashem, who is the truthful judge. B'chayv Odom Levorach Halara, B'tuv Nefesh. The person is obligated to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu Halara on something which is not good to him, B'tuv Nefesh, with a good soul. K'derek Shemavorach HaLatova, like when he blesses Hashem on goodness, B'simcha, with rejoicing. How do we know this? Shenema v'yo'afte eis Hashem elekecho u'bechol me'edecho. As it states, that you shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechol me'edecho, with any way that he deals with you, you must love him. U'bechlal ha'avo ha'yeseiro shenitztavinu bo. And inclusive in this love that we are commanded, this means she'afilu be'esh yeitzalei, even at a time when you are pained, even at a time when Hashem brings sores on you, Yodev Yishabach B'Simcha. You have to praise him. You have to thank him and praise him with Simcha. We're talking about very, very, very great levels. Now, the Mesilas Yesharim even goes a step further. And he says that the Tzaddikim and the Hasidim Gdolim, these were the great people of Israel, who were great in Torah, great in mitzvahs, great in the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says they looked forward to tzoras. They looked forward to difficulties. Not like us, that we're mispalel all the time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make life easy for us. Life is difficult enough. They looked forward to difficulties and to challenges and to temptations. Why? To show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the opportunity to demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu their great dedication and their great love for him. That their love would never waver no matter what he would bring upon them. Where do you find such a thing? He says, simple. He says, this is what you find in human nature. The great warrior, the great soldier, he doesn't want to be sent to do kitchen duty. He wants the front line. What for? Sits in the kitchen. He's safe and sound. Front line, he could get his head blown off of him. Yeah? No, he wants the action. He wants to be in the plane that's going 1,000 miles an hour over enemy territory. He wants to be in the front tank. Why? Because the great warrior, his muscles bristle. They look for the action. He needs the action to demonstrate his greatness. You get now the Olympics are coming. Why should someone want to run in the Olympics? It's better that he should run a race in Welcome. There you'll have an easy time. What should you go to Athens and run against all these top runners? The Gibor Lorutz, he's looking for the action, for the greatest competition, so he can show his muscle, so he can show his strength. He says, this is human nature. Those people who are great in any field, they don't want the country communities. They want to go to where the competition is the stiffest, so they can demonstrate their greatness. He says, so is it with the Hasidei Olam, to the great Hasidim, to those who were so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They looked for the opportunity where they could demonstrate their greatness, their great Avas Hashem. The Gemara says you shouldn't do it. Rabbi Yochanan said, you grow from tzoras, but I waive the tzoras and I waive the growth. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, because not everybody can succeed. But the others, this is what they wanted. This was the Avas Hashem. Now we can understand that this is what Rabbi Kiva said. That when the Romans were putting Rabbi Kiva to death, so he started to say the Shema, you after Ace. So the Talmidim said, even now. He said, all my life I was waiting for the opportunity, this opportunity to give my life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted an opportunity where he could give his life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't come to the level of giving one's life to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rabbi Kiva said, all my life I've been waiting for this opportunity. Now that it came into my hands, he says, I shouldn't rejoice over it. He had rejoiced that he had the opportunity. This was their level. And the Gemara brings, this Gemara that we just quoted. So the Gemara brings, how do we know this? That you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu al ara. See, I mean, everybody knows you have to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu al atova. And everybody knows that even when something bad happens, you have to accept it. Accept it. You mumble a few words, but to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the same simcha, how do we know that? Shemora brings psukim from Dovid HaMelech. David HaMelech said, Chesed u mishpat ashira lecha Hashem azameiru. He says, I will sing to you for your chesed and your mishpat. Chesed is when Hashem does kindliness to you. Mishpat is when he chastises you. On both, David HaMelech said, I will sing to you ashira and azameira. This is in Tehillim Kuf Aleph. Another case, Be'elokim ha'alel dover, Be'Hashem ha'alel dover. In Tehillim Nun Vav, David HaMelech said, I will praise Elohim and I will praise Hashem. Moshe says, what's the difference? Because Elohim is midas din. Elohim is the Shem Hashem when HaKadosh Baruch Hu extracts judgment. Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, that's Rachamim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Rachamim. Both, David HaMelech said, is the same. Another example, also brought from Tehillim. Kosh Yeshua's Esau, Ubishem Hashem Ekra. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me salvation, when he saves me, gives me Geula, I will lift my cup to him and call out to him. And then David HaMelech said, Sora V'yogon Emtsa, Ubishem Hashem Ekra. When tzoris will come upon me, and sadness and depression will come upon me, also b'shem Hashem Ekra, I will call out and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To David HaMelech it was the same. And then the Gemara brings, Hashem Nosan v'Hashem Lokach, Yishem Hashem Avorach. When Hashem gives, you have to praise Him. When Hashem takes, it states you have to praise Him, but it doesn't say two different praises, the same praise. Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Yehi Shem Hashem Avorach. The same praise you must give HaKadosh Baruch Hu for both. And this is what the Gemara brings here in Masechta Brachos also. In the same Gemara, after these psukim, Omar Afun, Omar Rav, Mishum Rameya, V'chein Tana Mishmeid Rabbi Kiva. Rav said, Rafuna said in the name of Rav, who said in the name of Rameya, and this was also learned in the name of Rabbi Kiva. La'elam yehi odem rogel leimer kol dover rachmona letav obed. A person has to teach himself to say that whatever comes upon me, it's for the good. In other words, when we say this is a tzora, this is a besura ro, this is a besura tova, that's to us. To us it looks like a besura ra. To us it looks bad. To us it looks good. But not all the time is it like that. We have to teach ourselves that if we do what's right and the rest HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, then it's always good. We might not understand it now. There'll be a time later when we can understand it. And then the Gemara brings Kiyod Rabbi Kiva, Davakozul Burcha. Rabbi Kiva was traveling. Mot Alehu Masa, he came to this town, Boyish Uspiza, and he wanted a place to lodge. La Yavile. They wouldn't give him any lodging place. Everything was booked up. You know, you come in late at night and you're looking for a hotel or you're looking for some lodging, everything is all booked up. So what do? We complain. He said, no. Called over Rahmanu Latavovit. Whatever, this is not something he did. Kodesh Baruch Hu did. It's for the good. Also, Labos Bedabro. So he went and he camped in the countryside. Hava Bahadei Tanagula, Bechamro Vishargo. He had with him a Tanagol, a rooster. Why did he have a rooster? That was to wake him up in the morning. That was his alarm clock. He had a donkey, and he had a shago, a lantern. You notice things have not changed. I mean, today, you go with your mechanized vehicle, that's the donkey. You'll take an electronic clock, that's the chicken. And you'll take an electronic lamp or torch, and that's the shago, that was his lantern. See? So things are the same. Also Ziko, a wind came, Kavi Leshargo, and it blew out his lantern. Osa shumra, a cat came, achle letanagula, ate up the chicken, the rooster. Osa arye, a lion came, achle lechamra, and ate up his donkey. So now he was left without all of this. And here he's in the dark forest. Omar called over Rachman Latabovit. He says, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the good. But Leila Osa Geiser, Shavi Lamasa. He didn't know it, but that night an army had raided the town and took away everyone as captives. In the morning when he found out about it, he said, didn't I say that all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is Latabovit? Because his donkey would have brayed. The rooster would have crowed, and his lamp would have shone, and from there they would have come and taken Rabbi Kiva. So he says, therefore, we must praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu on everything. This is what we have a pasuk that states, Oy avov kitzeis Hashemesh bigvurasai, those who are beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They are as strong as the sun when it rises. We see the strength of the sun when it starts to rise. Osin me'ava, they fulfill his words with love. Smechin b'yisurim, they rejoice in his affliction. Now, many of us that can fulfill his words, less can fulfill his words with love. But there are those, many of us, many cannot be makabel yisurin. They cannot take his affliction. And they start to have libei choluk, their heart is divided, and they start to have all types of complaints and so forth. There are others who are shosak. They accept his affliction, and they're silent. Borek dayanemus. But who can accept his affliction? B'simcha. Smechin b'yisurin. They rejoice over his affliction. This is Ohavov. Ohavov kitzeis Hashemesh b'gvurasoi. This is what the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about. Those who serve him with a total love, they are giborim. They are strong. They are like the strong warrior, the strong Olympic runner. They are as strong as the rising sun. They, whatever they do with love, and they rejoice over the simcha. The strong man that goes into the ring to fight, he rejoices over the competition. Because now he has his chance to demonstrate his mightiness. It's an enormous level. Maybe a person will ask, how's it possible to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu though? Love is something which is a powerful emotion. But there has to be some type of physical, tangible attachment. You love someone, you love something. How can you have ava, love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu for someone that you cannot touch, you cannot see, you cannot even come close to? How's that possible? And this, the Maral writes a Dovr Nifla. He says, really, it's just to the contrary. He says, the greatest love in humanity can be found between the human being and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? He says, how do we define what love is? Love is the bond which one makes between himself and someone else or something else. It's the bond, it's the oneness. It's the making of two things into one, or two people into one, the perfect union. And the more perfect the union, the more perfect the bond, the greater the love. It's like the Mishnah we quoted. Kol ava hatluya bedover. If it's a conditional love, botel hadover, botla ava. So once the condition falls away, the love falls away. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is the efshoris, there is the possibility, the only possibility, where there can be the perfect bond, the perfect connection, the total joining. Why? Because He is the Creator, Hu HaBore, and we are His creations. We are the Nivroim. We all came from Him. And we all belong to Him. So by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only situation where it's possible a perfect union, a perfect bond. The perfect uniting of two forces. And this, with this, the Maral answers a very, very good question. He says, in the first parsha of Shema, but the first posuk speaks about the Yichud Hashem. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Where we declare that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Then we swing into the after Eis. You shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your hearts, and so forth. He says, why do we start with the Shema? The Torah writes it that way, but why did the Torah start with that? Because that is the forerunner to the Avas Hashem. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, He is one, which means Ein Ol Milvado, that everything in the entire universe, all of matter, all of creation, comes from Him and Him alone. Ein Eid Milvado, there's no one else besides Him, it all comes from Him. Like the Rambam writes, that if everything in the world will disappear, He'll still be there. If it would be possible for Him to disappear, nothing will be there. Because HaKol Me'itai, everything is from Him. So then there's the possibility of the after Eis Hashem Elokecha, where you can love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with your entire heart, your entire soul, and your entire life. So just to the contrary, this question that is asked, how can you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He's someone that we cannot see, we cannot visualize, we cannot comprehend, we cannot touch. He's far away. To love two people, love each other. Or if you love something, there has to be something where you can reach out to, you can bring close. It's just to the contrary. The perfection of love that one can reach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far greater than the perfection of love that two people can have. Because still one person doesn't come from the other. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKol Me'ito, every creation is from Him. So every creation can return to Him. There can be the perfect bond. This is the Ava that we are commanded in. Now comes the final question. How does one come to such a love? You know, this is all nice talk. But how do you come to such a thing? Right? And this, the Chazal tell us, HaTshuva Nichta B'Tzidai. The Torah tells us. Because what does it say immediately after the mitzvah, V'yavta Eis Hashem Elokecha? It says, V'yavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, you shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chol levav, b'chol nafsh, b'chol me'edecha, v'hayu hadvarim ha'eleh, asher anochi metzavecha hayom, al levavecha. These words, which I am commanding you, v'hayu hadvarim ha'eleh, asher anochi metzavecha hayom, these words, these mitzvahs, that I have commanded you, al levavecha, you shall place on your hearts, and and you shall teach them to your children or to your Talmidim, that they should always speak in them. Now what is it talking about? You shall love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unlimited. What I have commanded you, you shall place on your hearts. How do you place mitzvahs on your hearts? And you shall give them over and teach them to your children. The Sifri says, and Rashi brings, Ma'o Avo, how do you come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you take the words of the mitzvah itself you can't place on your heart. We're not obligated to take the esrog and put it on our heart. We're not obligated to take the matzah and put it on our heart. The words of the mitzvahs, the Torah of the mitzvahs of Hashem, you must place in your heart. The Sifri says, Mahu Aavo. V'hoyu advorim o'ele alevovcho. Shemiteich kach ato makir b'hakorish borchu umadbit bedrochov. How do you come to such a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By taking the words of the Torah which He has given to you and place them in your heart. And when they are placed in your heart, then you will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You will come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu until you're bonded to Him as one. Behoyu advorim ha'ele asher anochi metzavecha hayom al levavecha. That's the Ava. Then, immediately afterwards, it states, v'shinantum levanecha v'dibaltabom. Now there we learn two things. These words, you must not only take place in your heart. You have to place them in the heart of your children. And the Gemara says, Bonecho, not only Bonecho, but Talmidim, Shekruim Bonecho. You must place them in the hearts of your children and your Talmidim. But it tells us something else also. It states, Vishinamtum. Now, Vishinamtum, the Chazal asks, what kind of word is that? Should say, v'leimarete meisom. In other places in the Torah it says, v'leimarete meisom, you shall teach them, or v'yadatem lokem, or you shall make known to them. Well, what does it mean by shinantum, and why here? Shinantum is from the word choruf, shinun, sharp. You must place them, these words, in the hearts of your Talmidim, so they know the Torah with a sharpness. Shimti shal odom al tegamgim. That if someone, imti shalcho odom, if someone will ask you a question in divrei Torah, al tegamgim, you will not stammer. El emalei miyad, you'll be able to answer him immediately. Now, the Rishonim say, Zoran and Masechet Nedarim, he says, to be able to do that, that anyone can ask you a question in Divrei Torah and you can answer him right away with a sharpness, he says that requires you to become great in Torah, not merely to learn Torah. To become great in Torah, he says you have to learn day and night all your lives to become like that. Vishinamtum levanecho. And the Maral writes here, because the Torah has to become your kinyan. It states that the Torah becomes Torosoi, yege yom melayla, becomes your Torah. Ki lekach tov nosati lochem, it becomes yours. When you take the words of Torah, and you place them in your hearts and in the hearts of the Talmidim, to the point where they become yours, then you will have Avas Hashem. You will come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because then you will know Him so well, and you will recognize Him, you'll be able to bond with Him. And Maral writes something more on that. He says, Advorim alevovei, heim leilim sheikh esei ba'avoises ha'avo achar Hashem Yisborach. the words of Torah in one's heart will draw him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with great cords and ropes of love, and will draw him to the mitzvahs of Hashem with great ropes of and cords of love. Ve'afki yaskin ve'keches tiva yechlushu. And even when he gets older and his natural health and strength starts to waver, hadvorim shalomad heim yesem isgabrim, the Torah in his heart will become stronger. Because it states, Ziknei Talmid HaChomim called Manshi Maskinim Daitenei Sefes Aleihem. It states, by those who have Torah, the older they become, their Torah becomes stronger. And the Torah will bring them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Accordingly, of what we're saying, that a person who studies the Torah with great labor and great depth, and it becomes part of his heart. That will bring him to bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we can deduce that someone that will not study the Torah, there will be a great breach, there will be a great richuk, a great distance between he and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's also in the Shema. Here in our Parshan Ekev, Rashi brings the drosh of the Chazal in the second parsha of the Krishma that we were speaking about. In Pasuk Tes Zayin, Yuran of Tes Zayin states, Yishomru lachem, guard yourself, pen yifte levavchem, guard yourself, lest your hearts will draw you. Bisartem vavaretem elim acherim. You shall turn away and serve other gods. Vishtachavisem lahem, and bow to them. So Rashi brings, Yishom lachem kiven shiata eichlim usveim. No, excuse me, the next Rashi. Usart vesartem livresh min haTorah. Be careful lest you turn away from the study of Torah. And if you turn away from the study of Torah, miteich kach vavaretem elohim acherim, you will go serve other gods. Shekiven she'odem peidish min haTorah, holech u'medabek v'avedis kechovim. One might say, look, if I don't study Torah, so I don't have the mitzvah of Torah. But what's that have to do with serving other gods, with avedis zorah? No. Yishom lachem, guard yourselves, lest v'sartem, you turn away from the study of Torah, and you go serve other gods. When one stops to study Torah, he removes himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he's removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he starts to come close to Avodah Zarah, to other gods. And then Rashi brings, David HaMelech said this on himself. V'chein dover omer, ki gershuni hayoy mistapeach benachlas Hashem lemor leich avoid elim acherim. David complained. What did he complain about? He said, because I'm a refugee. David was always running for his life. Shaul, King Saul, was after him. Because I had to constantly take refuge, I do not have the time or the ability to study the Torah properly. And because of that, he said, I am told to go serve other gods. Mi omar lekach, who told David to serve other gods? Elekiven shani megurish melasek betorah. Since I am being chased away from study of Torah, hareini korav la'avei naveris kochovim. I am close to serving other gods. This is what David said on himself. So, if we see both, the ultimate love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes
like the Sifri says, Vohyu advorim eila alevavchem, that you must place all of this in your heart, and that will bring you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's not in the person's heart, then he strays away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you stray away from Hashem, that's what David said. I'm in a situation where I cannot sit and learn. I'm caught of, I feel myself becoming close to Avodah Zarah, to serving other gods. This is a brief overview of this mitzvah, V'ahavta Ish Hashem Elokecha, or in Parshas Ekev, where it states, La'avos Hashem Elokechem, the mitzvah's essay, the positive commandment of Avos Hashem, which is actually the highest pillar that a person can come to in the way of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The Yeshiva Gedolah hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedolah of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.